His hands were shaking. He forced himself to take several deep breaths, then took the negatives down and slipped Paul's x-rays beneath the clips. His son's small bones, solid yet delicate, stood out with ghostly clarity. David traced the light-filled image with his fingertips. So beautiful, the bones of his small son. Opaque, yet appearing here as if they were filled with light. Translucent images floating in the darkness of his office, as strong and as delicate as the intertwined branches of a tree. The damage was simple enough. Clear, straightforward fractures of the ulna and the radius. These bones ran parallel. The greatest danger was that in healing, the two might fuse together. He flipped on the overhead light and started back down the hall, thinking of the beautiful, hidden world inside the body. Years ago, in a shoe store in Morgantown, while his father tried on work boots and frowned over the price tag, David had stood on a machine that x-rayed his feet, turning his ordinary toes into something ghostly, mysterious. Rapt, he'd studied the wands and bulbs of shadowy light that were his toes, his heels. It was, though he would not realize it for years, a defining moment. That there were other worlds, invisible, unknown, beyond imagination even, was a revelation to him. In the weeks that followed, watching deer run and birds lift off, leaves fluttering and rabbits bursting suddenly from the undergrowth, David stared hard, seeking to glimpse their hidden structures. And June, sitting on the porch steps, calmly shelling peas or shucking corn, her lips parted with concentration, he had stared at her, too. For she was like him, yet not like him, and what separated them was a great mystery. His sister, this girl who loved wind, who laughed at the sun on her face and was not afraid of snakes. She had died at age 12, and by now she was nothing but the memory of love, nothing now but bones. And his daughter, 6 years old, walked in the world, but he did not know her. When he got back, Nora was holding Paul in her lap, though he was almost too big for such comfort, his head resting awkwardly on her shoulder. His arm was trembling with minor convulsions from the trauma. "Is it broken?" she asked right away.
"Yes, I'm afraid so," David said. "Come and take a look."
He slipped the x-rays onto the light table and pointed out the darkened lines of a fracture. "Skeletons in the closet," people said, "and bone dry, and I have a bone to pick with you." But bones were alive. They grew and mended themselves. They could knit back together what had been torn apart. "I was so careful about the bees," Nora said, helping him move Paul back to the examination table. "The wasps, I mean. I got rid of the wasps, and now this."
"It was an accident," David said.
"I know," she said, near tears. "That's the whole problem."